8 spot. Enjoy your Sunday, everybody.
And enjoy your rort. Oh, I mean sport.
Any person, any program, any matter. One email address will find us all. Go to skysportsradio.com.au, click feedback and follow the prompt. It's that easy.
Hi Australia, Mike Joyce from the US Racing Television Network TVG here, and I know you've heard of Winx, but wait until you get a glimpse of US racing sensation Arrowgate.
And they're into the stretch, and it's the Breeders' Cup winner. It's Arrowgate in front, leading by 3 with an eighth of a mile to go. What a race! What a sport! What a horse! Arrowgate rocks in the Pegasus!
Catch his final racing season on the track, right here, across the Sky Racing Network.
Sky Sports Radio now presents Racing HQ, setting up your racing day with race news, interviews, track reports, previews, and tab markets.
Well, good morning. Just gone 10 o'clock. Kevin Wolf here this morning. Thank you to Ray and Jimmy. Another 3 hours of entertainment and madness from the boys. Good to see the band back together for the big sports breakfast weekend. Are we winxed out? Not on your life, but we do have Arrowgate coming up later on this hour. Fell off the perch a little last start, but looking to reclaim the mantle as the number one horse in the world. We'll give that to you live at around about a quarter to 11. The $1 million Group 1 Pacific Classic Stakes, Del Mar. Arrowgate, around about 10.46, currently with the tab fixed, by the way, if you're having a crack there this morning. Arrowgate's $1.75 in from 1.80 after opening at 1.50. Number 3, Accelerate, is $6 into $4 money there, but all about Arrowgate is $1.75. That one coming up in around 45 from now. Also coming up this morning, we will get a special guest on for Chasing and Pacing Rewind, John Brash. Bunny Brash from Ford Tab will be on to talk about the National Sprint and Distance Championships, the Greyhound Finals at Albion Park on Friday night. We have Fred Hastings with our harness portion of Chasing and Pacing Rewind, catching up with Aaron Goadsby, trainer of Takara Truffle, who picked up the Group 3 Baby Bling last night. So that's coming up. Other previews on the way this morning include Mitch Manners at Maruya. We have Best Bets Devonport with Colin McNiff. Dean Lester looks at Ballarat. Michael Maxworthy at the Sunny Coast. And then we have Craig Easy looking at the Dubbo Harness. We have no Narracourt races today. Narracourt Thoroughbreds off due to the state of the track. But the feature race today is, well, it's Taree Cup Day. Showcase meeting. Big money on offer. CEO of Taree's with us, Brian Leggett. Brian, good morning.
Kevin, good day. How are you going?
Look, I'm well. Big day for you. How's it looking weather-wise in Taree?
Yeah, fine. Bit of a breeze, I have to say. But all's going well. So it's... Yep, should be a great day.
Look, before we talk about today, tell us about last night, the Calcutta. You had your big dinner there. I see Max Presnell was there and Cozzy was hosting. How did he go? He's been crook most of the week.
Yes, he rang me on Friday to assure me that he'd be here, which is fantastic. And no, he was great. Max was told, you know, some of his stories from way back on his early days in the Darling Downs and Toowoomba, etc. And, you know, right through to all, you know, more recent times. And then Max, you know, well, what do you, what, the stories that Max could, well, did tell us and could tell, could have told us for hours out of years of journalism, he was great as well. And then we had Greg Hayes, the comedian, he was fantastic as well. So it was a great night and you know, it was a good lead into today for us.
With all due respect to Max, he just he doesn't look as old as he is. He's been around a long, long time, but he still looks really healthy and well for his age. And his book is Good Losers Die Broke. And
that's it. And he was good enough to autograph a number of them last night. So that was fantastic as well.
Excellent. So, all right, talk us through today. I know you showcase meeting that the cup's worth $80,000, which is fantastic. What sort of track do we have?
We've got a good three. Good three track. We had a sprinkle of rain overnight, just 1 mil. I think some of the surrounding areas may have had a little more than that, but if anyone's listening to us from the surrounding areas, I can assure them that at the track here, we really only had a true one mil sprinkle of rain. It's fine, bit of wind up, which is just making it, you know, slightly unpleasant, but still, it's still okay. The wind, the sun's out, it's lovely. So we're looking forward to a big day.
Okay, so will the wind, if it is remains the way it is, will it affect the horses? Will it be behind them? Will they be running into it? What can you tell us about that? A bit too scientific?
So I haven't put my finger in the air. I've been doing a bit of running around this morning, Kevin. But on Friday, for Friday's meeting, it was they were running into it going down the back straight and then round the 600-metre turn, and then it was behind them up the home straight. But for many of them, I think they'd run their race, into the wind before they got to the home straight. But the wind is nowhere near as strong today as it was on Friday.
Well, it's going to be a great day's racing. We have Gary Cleese standing by to give us the winner. So thanks for joining us, Brian. Have a nice day this afternoon.
Thanks, Kevin, and all the best for everyone. Thank you.
Thank you, Brian Leggett. And if you are heading to do Taree today, you can pick us up on 105.7 FM. Special good morning to Midnight, who called the boys this morning. He's on his way to Taree for the Cup, 105.7 FM. We thank Brian Leggett for his time. Gary Cleese is doing the form. Gary, good morning.
Good morning, Kev. How are you, Chief?
Well, I'm well. Taree Cup Day, exciting for you, yeah?
Yeah, good one. Good, and they've got good little feels here. But I tell you what, I didn't hear that full story from Brian Leggett, but they've got a lot better day than what they had here on Friday. I mean, that wind was a real pest, but it's blowing here today, but nowhere near as much. But, and the track played really good, Kev. It's in great order and played very fair. Suited horses up on the speed and back markers, so I couldn't see any reason why it wouldn't play the same today, mate.
All right. Well, we have fairly large fields, which is always a good sign. The first here today, Gary, is over 1,000 metres. Three-year-old maiden coming up at 12.15. Field of 10 with no scratchings. Tab fixed. You've got one Blinken XL at 61. Two Denver, 26. Three Magic Ray, $11. Four Who Nick DeLolly at 21. $34 about Zays. Number six, the Optimus at $15. The odds on pick here. Number seven, Lady I Am, 185 into 160 today. Number eight, Mamzar at 9.50. At 6.50, Miss Victor. And number 10, Play Now at $8. Favourite, pretty short here, Gary.
Yeah, I like Kev. I'm with her. I'm 7, 9, 10 and 6. I'm with Lady I Am. I thought her debut run was really good at Gosford. She led him up there. Three winners of oil, or three horses out of the race, has since gone on to win. She's had a long break. She had one little soft trial, and she was never off that bridle in that trial at Rosehill going back 19 days ago. She's a bob filly. And if she wins this race here today, she picks up about 21, nearly 22 grand in prize money. So Timmy Martin, very, very good trainer. At nine is the Danger Miss Victor. She had two runs last trip. She ran fourth at Musselbrook and ninth at Musselbrook. But six winners have both come out of those races that she went around in. And she's had one little soft trial a month ago. She ran second in a trial, beaten 0.4 of a length. And Paul Perry to have her off, absolutely spot on. 10 play now. Another one that's only had the one start. She ran fifth at Newcastle there behind Dream Charge, beaten 4.6. They run around that 53 mark over the 1,900 metres. But I like the gate for her. That one, Ellie's very, very important. And I like the blinkers going on. I reckon that'll just sharpen her up. And also, I want to have a look at the Sixth Eye Optimus. I saw him a couple of times last preparation. He was always around the mark in pretty good maidens. He's had one trial back running second in a Gosford trial, beaten 0.3 of a length. And John Van Overmeer doesn't ride today. There's some replacement for him, and Kelly Holding takes the ride. So he only gets 54 kilos on his back, so he gets a nice weight drop. 7, 9, 10 and 6 in race 1.
7, 9, 10, 6. Race 2 at 12.50 for the boys, a class 1. And one Sipe here is, in fact, the scratching's number 3, as Kenny has. That's the only scratching at this stage. Number 1, Sipe, been money this morning, 4.40 into $4. Two Texas Tycoons, the favourite, 220 into 215. Number four, Apocalyptic Fun, is at $14. Number five, Tarboy at 13. Six, Ramaway, 26. Seven, Blue Moon Dream, $7. $17 about Meter Eater, and the nine, quite frankly, at $5.50. So the favourites are 215, but money for the toppy here.
Yeah, look, I'm with a seven here, Blue Moon Dream. I'm 7, 2, 1 and 8. I'm with him. He's had two runs back. He really needed that run at Coffs Harbour when he run third there behind Supertonic. Beaten 2.8. He had a lot of condition on him. He came back and he still had a little bit of the improvement when he ran second here 10 days ago behind Rastafari and only beaten 0.1 of a length. But I reckon Rossi still have him really good here today. And he did train three winners here on Friday and the stable's in form. I just like him at the $7. I think he's going to be hard to beat. Two Texas Tycoon. He bolted in to win a maiden 2 runs ago. Well, he's only had 3 starts in his career at Scone. He won by 4.8. And look, things went pear-shaped the other day at all three. He was 3 deep, the trip. He just couldn't get in anywhere. Hopefully they run along here and he can get a nice slot in behind him. Sipe the toppy. He resumes 7 months. He's been well trialled up. He's had 3 solid trials. He was fair in his first trial. He was a little bit better in his next trial, but he was a lot better in his last trial, beating 0.6 of a length. But he'd have him right up to the mark, Paul Perry, and he draws really, really good from that three gate. And I'm giving 8 metre eater a chance. I just don't think he run out the quite 1400 metres over the Coffs Harbour Carnival. So he gets back into the 1200. If it's half a kilo over the limit, he draws a good gate. I reckon he's a player at a bit of odds around the multiples. 7-2-1-8 in race two.
7-2-1-8 there for race two. We move across to the third here this afternoon. Third of Taree comes up at 1:30. Fillies and mares, it's a class one. The scratching here, number seven, Regenza. And fairly close in the betting here. One Majestic Padrill is at $3. You've got two On My Terms, $4.60. Three Lady Chicago, $7.50. Four Jordar, $4.60. Five Dark Elixir, $7 into $6.50. It's $5 in from $5.50. Dora Win, number six. You've got number eight, Eat the Richard, 51. The Ruffies here, you've got nine Tilly Dancer, 150. And 10 Al Wajid, 200 here.
Yeah, I'm 1-5-2 and 4. I'm at the top eight, Majestic. Padrill, look, I like the first up run. Form's come out of the race with all standing, winning again. The only probably question mark I got with her that she has 56.5 when she resumed first up at Skane, and she goes to the 59, so she's up 2.5 kilos on that run. But this is a lot easier race, and it's not an open class one; it's a fillies and mares class one. So I think she finds a nice race. Five Dark Elixir, she was scratched here from Friday. Kept her here today. She's got a lovely gait. Her last couple of runs have been good. She could even take up the lead here today, and she did get a tongue over the bit here when she went around at Wong when she led, and they put a tongue tie on her, so that might just hold her in good stead. Two On My Terms, nothing wrong with her run last start. She's a little bit slow to begin, got back probably a lot further than what they would have liked, but she finished the race off late behind Rastafarian, beaten 2.4. Hopefully she begins today. And I'm giving Four Jordar a chance. I like the maiden win here over Oh No Not Again, and it's come out the win on Friday, and she drew an awful gate over the Coffs Carnival 12 Valley and just never got in. Going up to the 1200 will suit her better, and she draws good. She's another one that could easily follow Dark Elixir or even take up the lead here. 1-5-2 and 4 for me in race three.
1-5-2-4. We move across to the fourth, the halfway point, last leg of the early quaddy here at 2:10, a benchmark 60. Good money, isn't it? You've got 30 grand up for grabs here. The scratching is number two, Oakfield Costa. Tab Fixed has the toppy Rastafarian here at $4 out to $4.20. Number three, Loza, $6.50 into $6. The favourite at $3 is number four, Magic Ali. It's coming from $3.30 today. Five, Stop the Fight at $6. Six, Not Doubtful at $10. Seven, Jackknife, $8. Number eight, Musical Family, $16 into 11, speaking there. Nine, Colour Purple at 18 and 10. Can't find him at 100 to 1. The favourite here is number four, Magic Ali.
Yeah, you did, Robert, that money. It is terrific money. It is, I mean, they're going around for 16,800. The winner, Kev.
Yeah.
We're talking country.
Great.
Yeah, thanks to Racing New South Wales. Good money. 4137. I'm with Magic Ali. Look, I like the win at Tamworth. The last two have been on highways that ran with beaten 6, beaten 4. She's on a home track. She draws good. Yeah, I like her. And 1300, I reckon, just suits her ideally. The top weight Rastafarian, he's a former Victorian. He's only had two goes for Damien Lane. He ran third at his first go at Gosford. He led all the way to beat Blue Moon Dream here 10 days ago. Blue Moon Dream comes out earlier on to win. Probably gives him a better chance, and he draws good. And TJ Graham picks up the ride now with John Van Avermeer not riding. Sweet Lozzo, I like his last couple of runs. They have been in 65 ratings. I mean, he's getting back to a 60 rating here today. And they whack the blinkers on him first time. I reckon that just might sharpen him up a little bit better. And seven, Jackknife, look, I'm throwing him in. I liked him when he won at Moree, and I'll say something. He didn't beat a lot there. Then he went to a highway behind Prada Misty was there. But he won fourth behind Torrio's Delight 12 days ago at Skane, beaten 1.4. And the horse that run third in the race was a horse called Bold Chance. And last Thursday, he absolutely bolted in at Gosford. So this fella, no weight on his back, and a very fit horse and draws good. 4-1-3 and 7 in race four.
So we get to the halfway point here. We get to the quaddie at 10:14 Sky Sports Radio, looking at the Taree Cup meeting with our expert, Gary Cleese. First leg of the quaddie, race five, Gary. Big field of 13. No scratchings here in Maiden over the 1,400. Tab Fixed, one heart merchandise, $5 into $4.62. Nick and Run, $11. The favourite is number three, Wallerman. In fact, not the favourite, but there's been money from 11 into 6.50 for number three. Four, Smoky Aura is at 4.40. Five, Yeah, the Boys at 23. Six, Blinkinati at 7. Number seven, Chrissy B at 34. Eight, Agnes Island, 61. Number nine, Chewy at 100 to 1. You've got 10 Lobin Hood, 34, 11 Natural Predator, 19, 12 Nutcracker at 17. Down the bottom, you find your favourite, $5.50 into $4, number 13, Poi-fection. What do you like here?
I haven't got him in Poi-fection. What price did you say the top? He was hard merchandise.
Hard merchandise, open 480, out to 5 is now 460.
Right, yeah, I like him. I'm 1, 4, 6, and 2. I like this horse. He's only had two goes. He's by Hinch and Brook. He run fourth on debut. And I'm in pinch. Smart horse from the Toby Edmonds yard, beating 4.3. And I like his run over the Coffs Carnival. He drew 10 gate. He worked hard to find the lead. He fought all the way down the running, and Dora Wynn grabbed him right on the line. But just looking at him, too, he's just going to keep improving. And he comes up with a one alley here today and 1,400 metres. Paul Smokey, all right, I thought his run here last start was good. He's only had the two runs back, and there was that fall about the 600-metre mark, and a few horses were inconvenienced when that fall happened, and he was one of them. But he got out of it okay, and he was beaten 0.5 of a length behind the stablemate Sniffer Nate, but he draws good today. Six Blickenard, he's a little improver. He needed that run first up. He's still looking at him. He had a little bit of the improvement in the yard when he ran third at Coffs Harbour 17 days ago, and he drops a couple of kilos today on that last run, so fitness-wise and weight drop. And I'm giving Sir Nick and Run a chance. So I've got a query on him here at the 1,400 metres. But he's been placed three runs this time in. And I just go back to that day a couple of runs ago. He ran second behind Northern Knight, beating 1.5. And he smashed him the other day at Lismore. So if he does run the 14, and the soft gate probably helps it out to run it out. 1, 4, 6, and 2. In race 5.
One on top. We move to race 6, Gary, here. The Tari League Sports Club Showcase over the mile. Take out 3, 10, and 11. Tab fixed here for race 6. You've got 1 Captain Scott, currently $3.40, in from $3.80. That's your fixed odds fave. Number 2 is Fraj Mahal, $19. 4 Triple Hero is at $9.50. 5 Volwara Ben, $12 into 10. Money here for 6 Frappelli, $8 into 6 into 5. $12 about 7 Manhattan Road, $4.80 about number 8 the Iron Maiden, and number 9 Toast, $4.80 into $4.20. So there's been a bit of movement there. It looks like a close race.
Yeah, I'm with Chappelle, and I'm glad she's getting a little bit of support on tab.com.au, Kev. 6, 1, 9, and 8. Oh, I'm with her here. I mean, we go back at 4 runs. She won a Corindai winning a maiden. She went to Gunnedah to win a 55 rating and next. Went to Warren, was a tragedy beaten 0.9 of a length. And went to Coffs Harbour and drew 14 gate and sat three wide the trip and was beaten 0.5 of a length. She draws better here today. I like her. I reckon she's great value. The top of Captain Scott. Lot to like about his first up run. He was a mile off from the Dubbo over 1,400 metres. That was his second run back, and he charged home late. He wanted to jump a little bit of a dry patch at about 50 metres out. They've whacked a set of blinkers on him, and they're taking to the mile today. He's going to be very hard. But there's only query with him. He's got 59, and Chappelle's got 55.5. 9 Toast. He hasn't won for some time. He's been placed 3 out of his last 4. He needs a dry track, and he gets it, so he's a player. I do want him to run along for him because he's got a tendency to wave a race. And 8, the Iron Maiden, thick little mare. She gets no weight. She gets a soft gate. She's won here before, and Jay Ford rides, and she did have 59 at Musselbrook the other day, and she gets to the 55 today. And like I said, she's not an over big mare, so that weight drop's going to help her out enormous. 6, 1, 9, and 8 in race 6.
6, 1, 9, 8. We move to the feature, Gary. The Tari Cup, the showcase worth $80,000. How good is the prize money? $43,000 for first, $16,000 for second, $7,800 for third, almost $4,000 for fourth. Fifth is $2,000, then places 6 through to 10, it's worth $1,200. So $43,000 winner's check. You can't really argue about that. With the scratchings here for the cup, what have we got for you? There is 2. Number 5, King Viv, and number 12, Miss Tickles. Here's the way it looks for you on tab fixed, minus the 6 and the 12. 1 Olympic Academy is at $8. 2 Admiral Jello is your favourite at $2.40 solid. Number 3, Sofin, is $9.50 into $8 today. Four Gold Ambition is $4.80 out the 5. Pirate Ben, $15. Number 7 Egyptian Ruler is at $26. 8 Collaboration, $101. Number 9 Glitra, $11 into $9.50. 10 Mr. McBat, $9. Malleable, Ruffy, admittedly, open 201, is now 34. Somebody's put $5 or so on it. You've got 13 Who Was Game, $61. $21 about 14 The Getaway. And number 15 Packin' at $101. Looks like a quality field here, Gary.
It is, Kev. Yeah, and Olympic Academy won the cup here last year, and he's having another go. He may be not going as good as what he was last year going into it. I'm 2, 10, 3, and 4. I'm with Admiral Gello here. I mean, he's had two solid runs back. I'd say Chris Lees is just absolutely fitting for the race. He's had a 1,500 at Randwick. He went to the mile at Randwick. He has beaten two lengths. He's a winner over 1,900 metres. He goes to the 2,000 today. And, look, he is coming off city grade, and he is going to the 60 kgs. But, yeah, I like him. So, also, if he runs the trip, I reckon he's also got to be 10 Mr. McPack. I like him. He bolted in to win the Wingham Cup here. Then he won the South Grafton Cup over a mile. He was disappointing in the Coffs Harbour Cup, where I don't think he handled the track. The question mark is, he's never been tried any further than 1,600 metres. But if he runs it, I reckon he's a player. Three safe and tough mare, good mare too. She is a Sweet Irons winner, and she's won a Port Macquarie Cup, and she's won up to 2,000 metres. She was getting to the line at the right end at Coffs Harbour over the mile. In full gold ambition, he's got to go in. Look, he was too disappointing at Rose Hill last start. I know that, but you look at his prior run there. He draws good. He hasn't got a bad weight. Bjorn Baker's got him. He's dead set got to go in the mix if he could forgive him for that last run. But on with the two. But I think if 10, Mr. McFatt does run the trip, he's a big player. 2, 10, 3, and 4 in race 7.
2, 10, 3, 4 are the tips. Gary Cleese in the Taree Cup. We move across to race 8. This one comes up at 10-5 to wrap things up. No scratchings in a field of 12. It's over 1,000 metres. So it's the Lightning. 1, Ice Bucket is at 7. 2, Plateau Gold at 5.50. 3, Arise Augustus, 4.80. Number 4, Gender Bien at 9.50 out to 10. You've got 5, For Me Dad at $15. The favourite is 6, Johnny Roo Boy, 3.60 into 3.40 this morning. Number 7, Aspiring, is at $9 into 6. 8, Jack's Jet is 120. 9, Chili's I Am, 34. 10, I'm a Jet, 17. 11, Hippie High Ho, 71. And 12, Ruling Queen, one of the roughies, 120. What do you like in the last, Gary?
Yeah, they're going to hit the ground and running at Kev. I'm 6.172. I'm with Johnny Reboy here. He won at Musselbrook. We saw him in the Kirby win the Kirby at Grafton, beating a good mare in Lady Chetsetter. I thought his Randwick run 15 days ago, beating 1.1 lengths, was good. And the thing I'm looking for is a soft gate with no weight. And he ticks all those boxes. You've got two gate here, and he's got 54.5 kilos on his back. Ice Bucket at the top. He had no luck in the Kirby. If he gets luck here and he's drawn to get the right run, Kelly Holding rides him and takes 3 kilos off. So that's really going to help him ride out. 7 Aspiring. I like the run in the blink and miss at Coffs Harbour behind Arise Augustus. It's a good gate. She only gets a lightweight. That's going to help her out. And you wouldn't leave this horse out to Plateau Gold. I mean, he's been here and he's won here. He's won 2 bet out of hells. He's run. He led the other day in Augustus. No, Rise Augustus running down. But if he can pinch a break and they leave him alone, he's also got to run down late. 6.172 for me in the last test.
6.172, race 8. Gary, what do you like? What's your best today?
Yeah, like race 2, number 7, Blue Moon Dream. I reckon he'd be absolutely spot on today at his third run back. And race 5, number 1, Hard Merchandise. So they're my two best. Race 2, number 7, race 5, number 1, Kev.
And thoughts on the quaddie? How do we play that?
Yeah, I'll go 1, 4 and 6 in the first leg, 6, 1 and 9 in the second leg, then 2, 10 and 3 in the third leg, and in the last leg, just put the four of them in, 6, 1, 7 and 2, Kev. So that's about $108 for $100. For 100%, not $100, 100%, so $108, mate.
Well done, Gary. Always a pleasure. Enjoy Taree Cup Day, and we'll catch you late, mate, right through the afternoon.
Good on you, Kev. Well, job well done. See you, mate.
Thank you, mate. Gary Cleese there, and in terms of the jockey challenge today, Andrew Gibbons is $2.05, Jackson Murphy at 5, Grant Buckley $8.50, Ben Looker at 12, Jay Ford at 14, Matt Padgett at 26, Travis Wolfgram is at $26. Tab Movers with our race caller today, Anthony Manton, joined by Trent Langscar from tab.com.au, coming through at around about 5 to midday today. 24 past 10, Sky Sports Radio.
Sky Sports Radio brings you every magical moment of Sydney's Spring Carnival. A key part of that is on Racing HQ's News Hour between 9 and 10 a.m. New South Wales Racing Minister Paul Toole was one of the many guests this week.
One of the big game changers been the country championships. Increase in prize money. This has been important in country areas.
Next week, you'll get daily updates on the Group 2 San Domenico, plus all the Country Cup action. Back Tuesday morning at 9. Racing HQ's News Hour here on Sky Sports Radio.
So we're about 5.5 minutes away from Chasing and Pacing Rewind. Don't forget the big Group 1 coming across from Del Mar today. Arrogate, that will be on at about 10.45, 10.46, depending on the time. And then we'll get John Brash on from Ford Tab to have a look at the Greyhound, the National Sprint and Distance Championships final. So that's coming up between 10:30 and 11. On our way to Chasing and Pacing Rewind, in case you missed it this morning, on the Big Sports Breakfast weekend, Ray and Jimmy caught up with a very weary-sounding Chris Waller.
In the whole aftermath of all the drama and everything that happened yesterday with Winx's win, could you sense that crowd reaction?
Not really sure, yeah. Ray. Morning, Jimmy. No, I don't know if my sensors were working.
It was a bit like that, wasn't it, Chris? What was your feelings first when she came out four lengths last? And then, as I mentioned to Jimmy earlier, I didn't think she could win on the turn, given the times that were being run at Randwick yesterday. I thought, well, she's going to have to produce something mathematically almost unheard of to win. But she did.
Yeah, what were my thoughts? Yeah, it's hard to have the same thoughts that you have when you go to the races with other horses, because she does overcome these types of problems. And I guess the other thing is, I've sort of been waiting for this. She's always been a little bit flighty, especially in the first run. I would say it wasn't a surprise, but I was a bit shocked to see it happen. That's probably a better way of putting it. Is when she was back last, I thought, gee, only you can make up for it now. And she had the right man and Hugh Bowman aboard, and never panics. I was just hoping that it was just a chance that she could just join up and obviously not use up too much petrol in doing so and still be strong on the straight.
Chris, is there something you can do about that, you know, early on in a preparation in the barriers, or is it just one of the quirks of this horse?
Yeah, it's probably one of the quirks of her, and try not to do too much. I can't just take her back to the barriers this morning and every morning until the next start, because that can often make them worse.
Right.
Otherwise, we would be doing it. We can put barrier blankets on. We can keep the earmuffs on her in her race. But that could change things as well. We don't want to really risk that, but we'll go through everything and just see how much it was just a bit of nervous first-up butterfly type thing. And we'll get a feel for her over the next 14 days prior to her next run and try and leave no stone unturned, Jimmy.
Do you get a physical reaction to her racing, especially with a race like that, Chris?
I get a lot of satisfaction when she does things right, and because the first up run is so important, it sets the whole preparation, really, because
right.
you can make minor adjustments, but you just want to see them come back well and make sure that they're still as good as they were when they went out, because they are 6 months older than when she last raced. So it wasn't a lot of satisfaction there yesterday, but other than the fact that I know she's come back well, but she's got to keep on top of it. And that's probably why she'll run in 2 weeks, rather than going 4 weeks between runs, where she could well be very fresh then, and you could be flirting with danger if that was the case.
Is that because she's a bit older now, Chris? I think you mentioned to us during the week at a media call, she's probably 7 or 8 kilos heavier again than she was in the autumn. So you're reluctant to, I guess, space her runs too much this spring?
Yeah, very much so, Ray. And I think that was a pretty generous 7 or 8 kilos too. It could have been more,
okay.
9 to 10.
Okay.
But she'd certainly done everything right in her training, and she'd done all her fitness work. She looked really fit, and indicated that after the race she didn't even bloat, so that was quite remarkable. And as you said, with the conditions on the day, with that tailwind, maybe that made it a bit harder for her as well. So she certainly pulled up as well as I've seen in the first set run before, so we certainly had a ready to go.
That's
right, because that is the concern, isn't it, that she had a gut buster, but you don't think that's the case, Chris?
I guarantee it's the best she's ever pulled up after a race,
There we go. Chris Waller, the best she's ever pulled up after a race, and this morning she was out with a bestie, Fox Play, having a bit of a swim next to the airport down there at Botany Bay. So some sort of animal, and everybody is talking about just how good it was. And the goosebumps of Darren Flindell's call as well yesterday were just great. Wonderful to be a part of. Podcast Big Sports Breakfast Weekend, if you'd like to hear more of what happened with Ray and Jimmy this morning. Now, it's almost 10:30. In just a moment, we'll get stuck into Chasing and Pacing Rewinds.
He's back. Michael Slater joins myself 5:30 a.m. Monday morning on the Big Sports Breakfast. Who's alive and who's dead as far as the National Rugby League Top 8? We'll delve into that. The Bledisloe Cup, the drama.